Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is your host, and he'll be here in exactly 60 minutes. Welcome to a Thursday, the 22nd day of July, 2021. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour as the official or unofficial warm-up back. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making everything go. And without him, we would have nothing but static. Today's opening monologue, I think, is an eye-opener. After I read a headline on Fox's website, I got thoroughly annoyed by it. And it made me think about some particular things that are going on here in this country. And the title of the piece was Biden Questions Parent Honesty, and that's in quotation marks, about student vaccination, saying it's a matter of community responsibility. And that community responsibility is a narrative that the left has held on to with both hands, either attempting to make you feel guilty or feel as though somehow you are letting your fellow man down by not getting the vaccine. It has been jammed down your throat from the beginning of this thing. Ever since Pfizer came out with a vaccine, the Democrats have been on this wild campaign, constant bombardment of what to do and how to do it and when to do it and where to do it and all that goes along with that. And repeatedly, just over and over and over again, that narrative that if you don't do it, somehow you're not invested in your community. Somehow you're a bad guy or gal if you don't go out and get that jab and stick that needle in your arm. So in fairness, let me throw a couple of numbers at you. I haven't done this in a while. Recent numbers, according to the expert CDC when it comes to coronavirus cases and deaths, and again, remember, I'm saying this realizing and knowing that these numbers are somewhat inflated because we know early on that they were lumping together deaths from just about anything. If somebody happened to have COVID and got hit by a bus, they died of COVID. So we understand that it's elevated. But as I sit here and talk to you, 193 million coronavirus cases, 4.15 million deaths. Around the world, here in this country, we've seen 35 million cases with just short of 630,000 folks dying, again, with COVID. Not necessarily as a result of COVID, but with COVID. Still a serious issue. But the guilt complex that begins with your local doctor and goes all the way up to the President of the United States is relentless, and it's not letting up. Now, about 1.7% of the folks who have COVID die. Now, they don't necessarily die of COVID. We just went over that. You can flip and fandangle and maneuver the numbers any way you want. It's a serious issue. I don't think anybody's disputing that. But again, I keep going back to the same idea of like a used car salesman. They are trying to jam me with a lemon. If I don't want to buy it, they double down and try to jam me even harder. Okay, that's really not necessarily all of what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about, again, is this idea, again, of the community, how you're letting down your community. You have a responsibility to your community. And it made me think about some other things that are conveniently either forgotten or ignored that are have a direct relationship with your community. Why is it that in this day and age, when clearly there are other options for you, if you get too drunk to drive, people are still driving, people are still dying, and worse than that, people are still killing innocent people. If you drink and you drive and you hit a tree and you die by yourself, it's sad, not a tragedy, because you're a dummy and you're selfish. But why in 2021 are we allowing anybody to drink and drive? If we really cared about people, we would make the punitive response to drinking and driving so overwhelming that if you drink and drive, you would never drive again. You want to stop it? That's the way we can do it. Why don't we care? About 800 people are injured in a drunk driving crash every single day. 10,874 people died as a result of drunk driving in 2017. Where's Biden on this? Where are the masses on this? Granted, that's not the numbers that we're dealing with COVID, but this seems like it's fixable. You drink, you drive, you lose your license forever. End of story. Nobody seems to care about this at all. Nobody pays it any attention. That's number one. Number two, do you have any idea how many hospital errors actually caused the loss of life in any given year? The number is astronomical. So in 2013, they estimated that 440,000 Americans died from preventable hospital errors. And that number repeats itself to this very day. Almost 500,000 people die under medical care, preventable medical care, every single year. Nobody says boo about that. Why? Why is that? I'm concerned about that. You want to add another reason as to why I don't want to get a shot? 440,000 reasons every single year. Why isn't anything being done about that? Why isn't there more responsibility laid at the medical profession's feet? Now listen, I have tons of friends that are doctors. Love them all. I trust them. I said this last week. But if we're going to have this frank discussion about who dies and who lives, why isn't this included in the conversation? Why isn't eliminating drunk driving and eliminating hospital errors part of a community service, being part of the community? Can somebody explain that to me? I'm sure I'm going to get no answers. Do you know every single year there are about 15,000 murders? 15,000 people die as a result of being murdered. Almost 2,000 a year in California, 1,500 in Texas, 1,100 in Florida, on and on and on I go. Yet, nobody seems to be able to slow that down. We always want to bend over backwards for the hardened criminal to give them a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. How about we stop doing that? How about we look at a community, let's look at the community and protect the community first and keep the bad guys in jail. The rate of recidivism on violent offenders is astronomical. Keep the violent criminals in jail and you'll have less murders. Why isn't anybody worried about the community when it comes to those numbers? It seems like that kind of falls on deaf ears, doesn't it? So you've got murders, right? You've got drunk drivers. You've got doctor errors. How about the 900,000 babies that are murdered every single year? These babies never, ever, ever getting even a chance at life. Snuffed out like that. Almost 1 million a year. In the United States alone. Now, would it be better for our community if those babies lived? Or we had an advocate for them? We looked at it with a conscience? Would that be better for the community? I mean, Biden questions community responsibility. Interesting. So, again, no one seems to care about murders. Nobody seems to care about drunk drivers. Nobody seems to care about doctor errors. And now nobody seems to care about 1 million babies, unborn babies, being slaughtered every single year.
but we're really focused on the community responsibility. I mean, I could give you a laundry list, but I'm running short on time here. My point, I think, is clear. Before you point the finger at civic and community duty, and in particular somebody who's been off in office for 50 years, okay, before you point your finger at me or one of my neighbors or anyone and talk to me about being a positive member of the community, well, you better damn well straighten out some of the other things that are going on in my community, right? How about the people in Chicago who've got to dive in bathtubs every night when the gunfire starts? Same goes for Detroit. Same goes for New York City now. What about the community responsibility from the elected leaders to those folks? Is there any? Or does the community responsibility, it's only targeted at the vaccines? Is that it? That's the only thing that really matters nowadays. Homelessness doesn't matter. Child abuse doesn't matter. Pedophilia doesn't matter. All things that impact your community. Crime doesn't matter. Clearly, crime doesn't matter. Right? We know that. The only thing that matters to Joe Biden and the cronies is get that damn shot. If you don't get a shot, you're a soulless human being. Only cares about themselves and wants to bring down society. You're Satan. You're the devil. You're Beelzebub. If you don't get a shot, man, you're just a terrible human. Get all around us. All I see is destructive behavior that's being ignored. I wonder why. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Again, I'm filling in the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
An amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Val, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody could use an extra $120,000. And that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000. But I'm giving you an absolute bare-bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health-sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All righty then. Thank you very much, Wayne. Wayne will be here live and in person at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us here on the USA Radio Network. A couple of stories real quick to roll through, and I'm sure Wayne's actually talked about this. Las Vegas health officials recommend masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. Why? I guess I'm a simpleton, but I don't understand this. You get the shot. The shot's supposed to protect you from the virus. But I guess in Las Vegas, you're inside, you're going to wear a mask. I can't imagine wearing a mask consistently inside doing things that you like. Let's say, just for example, going to the casino. If I had to wear a mask inside a casino to play blackjack or just to hang out with my friends, I wouldn't go. I just wouldn't. I'd find something else to do outside. What can I tell you? So anyway, mask mandate looks like it's happening in Las Vegas. Here's a strange one, and I've got to get one of my doctors on to talk to me about this. So apparently for some people, and again, I've never once said COVID wasn't real. Certainly it's real. But a year after contracting COVID-19, for some people, everything still smells like garbage and onions, and according to some experts, that could last up to 3 years. Now, I don't know how they're pulling 3 years out of thin air, but they are. So imagine having COVID, beating that, then having everything smell like garbage and onions for like the next couple of years of your life. That would be terrible. And apparently the moon took a wobble in orbit. And according to experts, it may lead to a record amount of flooding on Earth. Again, according to, quote unquote, the experts, they're saying that every coast in the United States is facing rapidly increasing high tide floods. NASA says this is due to the wobble in the moon. And apparently that working in tandem with climate change is causing the sea levels to rise. Now, I don't know. It doesn't say here whether or not that is something that is correctable, or, you know, next time the moon circles us, it'll be gone. But again, according to the NASA experts, you will see higher high tides, at least for the foreseeable future. And finally, dogs just get humans, and no other way animals can even relate to. Evolutionary issues have caused scientists to point to or conclude that the idea that dogs are man's best friend is actually 100% accurate. Duke University says 14,000 years of domestication plays a big part in this fact. Yes, dogs are your best friends, and for whatever reason, they understand you and me better than any other animal out there. I mean, you can have, you know, friends that are leopards or monkeys or whatever, but in the end, it's the dog that will be your best friend because of evolution. I have a couple of coyotes, baby coyotes, they're so small, that are, you know, making their way into my backyard, actually my front yard too, from time to time here in the last month. And I can't lie to you. I know I'm doing the wrong thing, but I do throw some food out there every once in a while because they look so skinny. What am I supposed to do? Come on, you gotta have a heart, man, right? So they run around and they grab, if it's a hot dog or something like that, they grab it and they sprint back into the short grass and into the bushes. And they come back a couple days later. I haven't seen them in a while, so hopefully they're on their merry way and they're still okay. But, you know, what can I tell you? I'm a sap when it comes to animals. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me take a quick break. I've got a couple of great guests still in store for you this hour. Coming up right after the bottom of the hour, one of my good friends, former congressman, former member of the CIA, and a regular on my morning show, Colonel Rob Simmons, will join me. And right before we wrap it up, we'll bring on Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation to break down some of the things going on down in Washington, D.C. All that right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is accusing China of stonewalling the WHO's investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House saying China is not living up to international expectations on transparency. China is rejecting the second phase of the WHO's ongoing investigation, which includes a possible lab leak theory. President Biden is delivering remarks after signing H.R. 1652, which sustains the Crime Victims Fund Act of 2021. The president saying that money will also go toward training for law enforcement.
These funds are also go to law enforcement agencies to support training on how to respond to victims who have experienced trauma.
The law directs revenues collected from deferred prosecution and non-prosecution agreements to be deposited into the Crime Victims Fund. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. So every Thursday on my morning show, I am lucky enough to get a chance to spend, actually, he spent platform, former congressman, former member of the CIA. If it weren't for a royal screw job by the Connecticut Republican Party, I'm confident he would be a sitting United States Senator in lieu of Richard Blumenthal. And that's my good friend, Colonel Rob Simmons, who joins me right now here in the studio. And Rob, everybody now has heard this audio clip of Fauci and Rand Paul going back and forth, toe-to-toe. And I know you have no love loss for Dr. Fauci. What did you make of that exchange? And what do you make of Fauci?
Fauci the fraud. Fauci the bureaucrat. Fauci the weasel. The lying, he's a lying weasel. I in my career as a Senate staffer, I have personally arranged for, and Chairman Goldwater's chief of staff, Senate Intelligence Committee, 4 years, plus another 3 years on the personal staff of John Chafee. I have sat through thousands of hours of hearings with hundreds of witnesses. And some of those hearings have been incredibly contentious. Some of the hearings have involved people like Bill Casey, who was not admired by some of the Democrat senators on the committee, not admired by Pat Leahy, not admired by a young Joe Biden, you know, the freshman senator from Delaware who knew everything
right. And
talked all the time.
Right.
Didn't stutter, never heard him stutter.
Not once.
He only stutters now because he's old.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He's demented. But he never stuttered then. So I've been sitting in on those hearings and listening to those hearings, even behind closed doors,
Where
you can get up and scream and shout.
Mm.
And I also spent 6 years as a member of the U.S. House, where I was the chairman of two subcommittees over 4 years, which means I arranged the hearings that we had. And then I sat through other hearings on the Armed Services Committee, where I was a member of the subcommittee. So I wasn't the chair, but I was a member. Again, I can't recall a situation where a witness was as defensive and rude to a member of the committee as what I listened to and observed with Fauci and Rand Paul. I felt that Rand Paul's questions were framed accurately. He did not present himself as the expert. He presented expert testimony with regard to gain-of-function research and said a PhD, another doctor, a medical doctor, a research doctor says this, and that appears to be the definition that he uses, and here's what was going on in Wuhan,
right?
And you have testified to the contrary, and now you have an opportunity to amend your testimony. And of course, Fauci doubled down and then insulted the senator by saying, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Now, anybody listening to that interaction would probably say, well, the chairman kept telling Rand Paul to be quiet so Fauci could finish. But what you don't understand is when a committee has a hearing and when it's time, you know, we've heard the testimony, now it's time for questions, the senators or the representatives are limited in the time they have, usually 3 minutes.
Okay.
A witness like Fauci, who's been around for a long time, knows how to gaslight 3 minutes with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
He can take the first question, and if he considers it a hostile question, he can spin it around and then just talk for 3 minutes. And then guess what? Rand Paul, thank you very much. You're over. Goodbye.
Right.
See you later. So Rand Paul, in my opinion, was very professional in the way he presented his question, because he framed it with the words of a legitimate scientist, and then said, how can you say it's not gain of function when this is the definition of gain and function? So what was Fauci's defense? First of all, I ran my previous statement by all the bureaucrats in my bureaucracy. Well, Lee, let me ask you this. He's the boss, isn't he?
I would think so.
So the boss says, okay, I got to testify. Here's what we're going to do. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sure,
okay. Well,
sure,
awesome.
Doc.
Beautiful.
You're
perfect.
The best, buddy.
Who's going to raise his hand and say, no, Doc. Uh-huh. Hey, that, you're dancing around a question.
Yeah.
You're gaslighting. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We got to tell them the truth.
Sure.
We paid for it.
Yeah.
We who's that guy?
He's fine.
Where'd he come from? I think we need to do some research on the sex life of sea squirts in the Alaska Bering Sea. Get him out of here. You know, whatever.
Sure.
So Rand Paul had to interrupt because he was gaslighting him.
Yeah.
And he kept interrupting and kept nailing him.
Yeah.
Nailing him.
Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about.
See? What he probably should have said was, Dr. So-and-so, who was quoted, doesn't know what he's talking about. Because Senator Paul is using a statement. And what happened when the Wuhan thing first blew up? Oh, a whole list of doctors came out and signed papers saying, hey, it could never happen, it could never happen, it could never happen.
Right, right,
what
right.
happened to that whole list of doctors? What happened? You know what happened to them? We discovered that they were on the payroll.
Yeah.
They're all on the payroll. They're all receiving government grants to work with the Chinese, that intermediate entity. The guy running the intermediate entity was writing letters to the Wall Street Journal saying, oh, there's no truth to that came from Wuhan. It was a wet market. It was people were buying bats for the holiday season, and they're eating bats, and the bats made them. It's just total BS. It's just total BS.
Right.
And so Fauci is being pushed and shoved around with facts. And he's not able to deal with it very well. He can't gaslight Rand Paul because Rand Paul is a doctor. He's been to medical school. He's practiced medicine, unlike Fauci, who never practiced medicine. He
right.
might have got his medical degree, but he spent all his time climbing up the bureaucratic chain. So what does he do? He insults the senator. But the senator's message was pretty clear. You're lying. You're a liar. He said, you're dancing around. This is a dance. And in the old days when I was in Congress, my staff used to joke because sometimes we get into really difficult situations. And they say, that guy Simmons, he's dancing as fast as he can.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to dance. Well, Fauci was doing the dance, but he was not having a good time of it.
Right.
So let me ask you this, Lee.
All right.
You and I have listened to other hearing testimonies.
Sure.
As part of our discussion of the whole process and of a legislative body and how you have hearings and you ask questions and the witnesses come in to help ask the questions.
Right.
And I recall a particular testimony that was involved a Navy admiral who was in charge of plussing up some of the submarines.
Yeah.
You talked about submarines today. Some of the submarines in Guam.
Right.
And a member of Congress was asking a whole series of questions about bringing more and more submarines into Guam.
Correct.
Yeah, my fear.
Here it is.
That,
so what's his fear?
The
this
whole
is his question.
Island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
You can't make it up.
We don't anticipate that. Yeah.
I mean, the answer is better than the question.
So the witness is the admiral.
Yeah.
Now, does the admiral say, Congressman, you don't know what the hell you're talking about?
No, he does not.
Congressman, an island can't capsize.
Oh,
because, you see, it's the tip of a mountain sticking up out of the water.
Well, he doesn't understand that, obviously. Johnson doesn't understand that.
So the congressman asks the questions.
Yeah.
Now, you and I and just about everybody can scratch our head and wonder how such an absurd series of questions could be allowed. I mean, it should almost be illegal.
Right.
And we can wonder how the admiral, you know, with his nice uniform and his ribbons and his nice haircut and clean-cut admiral probably went to Annapolis or someplace, you know, and he's dedicated his whole life to the red, white, and blue. And he's listening to this, and he's thinking, wow.
Yeah.
What am I going to say here? And he does not stand up and say, Congressman, you're an idiot. Islands don't capsize. Ships capsize. Oh, islands don't capsize. They don't tip over.
Oh, man.
Congressman, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, he didn't say anything.
No, because the admiral knew that he was doing his best to answer the questions, and he wasn't lying, and he wasn't gaslighting, and he wasn't trying to make the congressman look bad. Fauci is caught in a lie. I'm sorry. I think he's a liar. I think he's hidden the fact. He kept secret the fact that he was funding this research through a cutout, through a middleman, through an entity that then sustained his lies early on, that this never could have come from Wuhan, sustained his lies because they were making money off of the federal government, which is our tax dollars. And you know what? When Rand Paul says, you have your fingerprints on an operation that was funded by U.S. taxpayer money that has killed 3.5, 4, or 5 million people, to include 500,000 Americans. You know what? That's right. Oh, that's right.
Colonel, as always, special stuff, but the music is playing. I got to run. I'm out of time. The one and only Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, joining me here, breaking down the heated discussion between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Rand Paul. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health, not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program, and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off, or go to EnergizedHealth.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network from the Heritage Foundation right down in Washington, D.C., as we speak. A good friend of the show, Tommy Binion. All right, so we're staring down the barrel of $3.5 trillion worth of infrastructure. What are they going to do with my money?
Well, they're not telling you yet. This is a classic Washington scenario. They've named this infrastructure. The two pages that they've agreed to allude to all kinds of spending, things especially like the Green New Deal and climate program. You couldn't spend this amount of money on roads and bridges if your life depended on it. So what this really is just a one last spendapalooza for the Biden administration's first year. And I just want to put the number in context. This would be the second highest amount of money we've ever spent in one shot. And the last one was last year, and that was CARES. And in between, we spent $2 billion twice this spending spree, look, it's, I know it's hard to wrap your mind around this many zeros, but this spending spree is going to devastate. It has the power to devastate this country fiscally and financially, and I'm extremely worried about it, not to mention that we all, as consumers, are presently experiencing inflation. And out here in Washington, they're talking about adding, as Newt Gingrich said, gasoline to the inflation fire.
It has been a dumpster fire his first 6 months in office.
Yeah, and our country is following suit. The crime spree, the crime wave that is sweeping the country, all sorts of things, I think, are following suit. Part of it is just the yo-yo of the political drama, I think, really upsets things. It's hard to have a stable economy when you don't know whether or not the federal government is about to dump $3.5 trillion additional dollars into it. It's hard to have a stable economy when we are showing weakness to our biggest geopolitical foe, which is China. It's hard to have a stable economy when we don't know what the U.S. role is going to be in Cuba. These uncertainties, which are driven by the Biden administration's ineptitude, they are really starting to have an effect.
Now, I know I've asked this in the past. I'm sorry to be redundant, but 90 miles from our coast, an opportunity, we could seize an opportunity to help a communist country achieve some kind of freedom, and we sit on our hands. Why?
Well, could it be political? Is it that the left doesn't want to talk about the dangers of communism? They don't want the right to gain an advantage talking about communism and socialism and how it will fail, especially when their dream is universal health care and universal college education and things like that in this country. Could it be that they don't want to talk about those things? And they just sort of wish that Cuba wasn't in the news.
Yeah.
If that's the case, that's really upsetting because on both sides, right and left, the American people recognize American exceptionalism and the greatness of our free enterprise system and are easily able to contrast it with the system that they have in Cuba, which is utterly broken. It's a failed state. We ought to both, Republicans and Democrats, be able to admit that. And Lee, I'm not seeing it. Are you?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm seeing the opposite. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation, we only got time for one or two more real quick ones. One is the audits that are going on around the country. I had a previous guest on and asked him a question about this, and his answer certainly wasn't satisfactory to the listeners out there because I think he confused an audit with a recount. But what do you see with these audits, and will they make a difference in the end?
I think so, because... they're not going to change election results.
Right.
What I think the entire effort should be about going forward is making sure that people have confidence in the election results. We can't go on if people aren't going to believe the election results. I think we're in a scenario now where whoever wins in 2022, whoever wins in 2024, the other side is going to say it was fraudulent and they don't believe the election results. To me, the only way to prevent that is to have investigations, is to have audits, and by the way, is to keep elections contested on the local and federal level, where you can go and sit in your precinct and you can be a poll watcher or you can watch them tabulate votes with your own eyes. You cannot have federal government running elections, because then nobody will be able to trust them again. So the most important thing is trust in election processes. If audits are going to get us there, let's do that.
All right, Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation, TP Binion. Follow him on Twitter. Tommy, I got to run, but thank you as always. That wraps up the first hour. Wayne Allen Root is in next. Thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
81.